The reading this morning is Psalm 150, verses 1 to 6. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with the resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise and thanksgiving belong not to a particular day or particular season. They belong to the whole of our lives. Psalm 150 inspires to ask four questions this morning. Where is God to be praised? Why is God to be praised?
How is God to be praised? And by whom is God to be praised? And all of them are answered by the psalmist.
First, where is God to be praised? The psalmist answers that immediately. It says, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, which means his temple, his altar, or his church. Praise him in his mighty heavens. From sanctuary to sky, praise the Lord. Praise God on the highway, in the byway, in waiting rooms and working rooms, through field and forest, in the city and the countryside. As the Psalm 23 writes, we praise the Lord when we walk through the valleys of shadows of death. Praise God when you are healthy. Praise God when you are sick. I know some of you might like to praise God in driving because it might be your private space, you know. So while you are driving, you can praise, you know, as loud as you could. Or maybe some of you would like to sing in the shower. You know, the shower booth would be a private space and you can sing any songs. And I wouldn't show you your photos, but there are very special, you know, shower booths with all different, like, you know, monitors and stuff. So you can set up, you know, any songs to be in a play during the shower, and you can singing or you can dancing in your shower booth. I like have that kind of shower booth. John Wesley was on his deathbed when he said, children, as soon as I'm released, sing a psalm of praise to God. Everywhere we go, in everything we do, in whatever state we are, let us sing a song of praise to the one who made us, to the one who sustains us, to the one who will see us through. Often sometimes, you know, some people might be pessimistic. Look for the dark and gloomy side of life, never able to do much of anything but grumble and criticize. But we have to remember that we are called to praise the Lord from whom all blessings flow. We need to learn to praise God wherever we are. The second question is, why is God to be praised? The psalmist would answer in his text, praise him for his acts of power, praise him for his surpassing greatness. When we consider the reasons why we should praise God, we find the list of his attributes, his characteristics. What is his characteristics? He's full of glory, he's great, he's wise and powerful, he's good and he's merciful and he's faithful, and this would go on and go on. This list of his characteristics is added by a list of his wonderful works. He's the one who saves us. He's the one who keeps his promises. He's the one who pardons our sins. He's the one who gives us our daily food. To try to list all the things God has done is impossible, but it is a wonderful exercise because it turns our hearts back to him and keeps us mindful of how much we owe to him. King David wrote of some good reasons to praise and worship God in Psalm 146. Just listen. He's the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. We must recognize that God is our Creator. He is our Lord, and as a result, we should praise Him. We should also praise God for His unending mercy. Salvation is from God, and He has given us many spiritual blessings. Our response should be one of praise and glory to God. After all, the Lord is good, and His mercy is everlasting. The third question is, how is God to be praised? See what the psalmist says in this text. He says, praise Him with a trumpet sound, praise Him with lute and harp, praise Him with a tambourine, praise Him with the strings and pipe, praise Him with clanging cymbals and with loud clashing cymbals. I wonder how they would all sound in this church if we sing, if we praise the Lord with all different musical instruments. Not only that, the psalmist says we should praise God with a dance. Imagine that. You know, we praise God with all different musical instruments and also with a dance. Where did we ever get the idea that laughter and joy have no place in church? Where did we ever get the idea that when we relate to God, we must be somber and stern and stiff? If any one thing lies at the heart of our faith, it is joy. And the reason for that joy, we have already talked about. You know, God has done something for us that we could never do for ourselves. God has provided us salvation and eternal life. God has given Himself to us in Jesus Christ. Through the Holy Spirit, Christ is with us to comfort us, to strengthen us, to direct us, to encourage us, to give life and hope. That's something to celebrate. And that's the way God is to be praised. Joyous celebration. I'm happy that ours is the kind of a church that offers all sort of opportunities for worship and for praise. I'm happy that all sort of music and drama and forms of dance are being brought into our worship service. I believe we should use everything we can, anything that will enhance our praise of God. That's what the psalmist was calling for. And that has been the tradition of Christian worship at best through the ages. But beyond this, praise must be translated into daily life by loving involvement with God's people. Praise must be taken to the street. Praise must be in a place where we work and we spend our time. And lastly, and now one other question is, by whom is God to be praised? The answer is obvious. It is the climax of the Psalm 150. It says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The business of praise is not professional business. It is not restricted to the chosen few, the ordained, the privileged, and the specially trained. It is the business of every person everywhere. The psalmist put it as ambiguously and as encompassing as possible. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Now, quite some time ago, a brother in a religious order came to Mother Teresa and complaining about the Spiria, whose rules he felt were interfering with his ministry. He told Mother Teresa, saying, my calling is to work with lepers. I want to spend myself for the lepers. And Mother Teresa stared at him a moment and smiled. Brother, she gently said, your calling is not to work for lepers. Your calling is to belong to Jesus Christ. Your calling is to belong to Jesus Christ. That's the call of every Christian, to belong to Jesus Christ. And when we exercise that calling, we live a life of praise. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. If you are breathing, you need to be praising God. So let us exercise that, okay? Praise the Lord. Say, praise the Lord. Okay. Let the women say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let the man say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let all who breathe, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
To praise is to live. To live is to praise. Amen.